There's a real cocktail revival going on in Kansas City, Missouri. And there's a backstory. During Prohibition, this city, also known as the Paris of the Plains, was famous for its cocktails. There was a sort of nod and wink attitude toward the drinking ban. But once Prohibition was repealed, the Kansas City cocktail scene just faded away. Until recently, the brilliant cocktail is coming back, and many bartenders are getting inspiration from those golden Prohibition days. Except for the one man who's looking overseas instead. Russell Newlove tracked him down.
When bar manager Scott Beskow was drawing up his cocktail menu to complement the Austrian food served at the Grunauer restaurant in Kansas City, Missouri, he hit upon a small problem.
They don't really have a cocktail culture in Austria.
Kansas City, however, does. The burgeoning drink scene in the downtown arts district allowed Scott plenty of room for experimentation. At the top of the current drinks list is Der Schmutzige, the dirty one.
And it really is basically built off of the idea of the dirty martini, which is base spirit and olive juice. We just realized that we had a ton of kraut juice. We had a ton of pickle water. The beet brine, we actually make that for the drink, but two of the three parts of the constituents of the brine are from the kitchen. So that just adds a little, it still stays with the briny, salty thing, but it also adds in kind of an earthiness from the kraut, the sweetness from the beets. And then mustard and black pepper are two of the spices that the kitchen uses a lot, obviously. So we took mustard flour and peppercorns and put that in vodka and let it sit. Doesn't take long. Pickle needs to be cold, the drink needs to be extremely cold. Not that it's not good. It certainly still tastes good when it warms up, but the colder the better, at least for that first sip.
Scott slides a martini glass over to me. Honestly, given the list of ingredients is heavy on things like brine and kraut, I was expecting it to look a bit like, well, bathwater, but a little more elegant. Instead, I'm presented with something violet, more cosmopolitan than martini, a result of the sweet beet juice, slightly opaque with a huge wedge of pickle on the rim. It's a decidedly aromatic drink, the mustard spices and pepper filling the nose rather than the mouth, and yes, it's an acquired taste.
And it is one of the drinks that I tell people when they order it. One, make sure that you like everything that's listed, and two, it's a love or hate drink, so some people come, they crave it, they come in for it, other people try it and don't like it, and you know, we're more than happy to replace it. I like prefer people to try something a little bit outside their comfort zone, but if you don't like kraut, beets, mustard, pepper, pickles, definitely not the drink for you.
But yet I keep going back for more, just to make sure that yes, I did taste it right, and yes, it does taste like pickle, and yes, I would drink it again, though probably not in the same sitting. Appetite fully whetted, we move on to dessert.
Flüssiger Strudel means liquid strudel. So it's really an intention to approximate the delicious strudel that our chef de cuisine makes. The crust for the strudel takes a while to prepare, so the first thing he does is he peels and cores the apples and slices them, and then they get rolled in sugar, cinnamon, and they sit, and just in that process of sitting with the sugar, the juice drains off, and so he's left with a cider syrup, or it's almost what it tastes like. It's just apple juice, sugar, cinnamon, but that sweetness of that item is balanced out by a squeeze of fresh lemon, so it's not doesn't end up being like a cloyingly sweet drink. It also has Gosling's dark rum, and then a dash of old-fashioned bitters, which have a cinnamon and clove, and then egg whites, which basically further kind of round it out. They create like a meringue texture. They sort of make it airy, and that takes any of the additional sharp edges of the flavors and makes it really mellow. And then it creates a really beautiful froth on the top of the drink, and we kind of dash that with some Hungarian cinnamon and swirl it with a swizzle. It looks really good. It's really pretty. And then it drinks really smooth and tastes like a liquid strudel. So
ice.
This one needs a really good long shake. Really want to get the egg whites to do their magic and give it a real airy, delicious texture.
This actually looks like a dessert. Scott flicks the nutmeg through the foam, much like a barista would with the crema on an espresso, so the glass looks like it's holding a soft, velvety cupcake. And it tastes like Christmas, all baked apples and cinnamon. These cocktails might not conform to the classic canon, but Scott explains that they do their intended job, and will complement anything you eat at Grünauer.
We didn't want to be untrue to the flavors make things that didn't tie in with the cuisine. In fact, they're made from byproducts of the cooking process. So they're literally and figuratively tied in with the food, I guess.
Scott Beskow is bar manager of Grünauer's Wunderbar in Kansas City, Missouri. Russell Newlove is a freelance radio journalist who specializes in food and drink.